This is the Tri-Star State, a podcast about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of March 11th. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. There were high hopes among state lawmakers at the start of this year's legislative session that they could get done early and without much controversy, as many have elections looming this fall. But as bills have moved forward, some emotional debates have brought an unwanted spotlight. This past week saw fights over a bill banning bump stocks, a resolution honoring a Memphis community activist, and whether autopsy records should be kept open. Following it all was Nashville Public Radio State House reporter Chaz Sisk. Hi, Chaz.
Hi, Jason.
So things have been relatively quiet on Capitol Hill this session outside of some activity around gun bills. So why did so many things come to a head in the past week?
Well, I think lawmakers are really making the turn for home. They're hoping to finish session by mid-April, and that means that they really have to start having the debates on the bills that haven't been heard yet this session now, this week, in the next few weeks. A good example of sort of the pressure that they're under is a bill that dealt with the marriage of minors. There's a piece of legislation that would ban all marriages of people under 18 without any exceptions. And that had some concerns, especially among the Republican lawmakers. And so they were kind of in a tough spot. You know, they didn't want to vote down this bill because it would be politically treacherous. They didn't want to be seen as supporting child brides or anything like that. But on the other hand, they did feel like there should be some exceptions to this ban on minors getting married entirely. So for a brief moment, it looked like they had come up with a solution, at least from the Republican leadership's point of view. And that was just to shelve it for the year. But that seemed to cause an even bigger political backlash. So at the end of last week, they rescinded their decision, and they said they're going to debate that sometime here in the next few weeks.
So Republican leadership also caught some flack for refusing to let survivors of the mass shooting in Las Vegas speak about a ban on bump stocks. At least one of them flew into Nashville just for that occasion. Was this another example of hoping to bury a bill that is likely to be politically divisive in an election year?
Yeah, it certainly does seem that way, that's maybe what they're trying to do here. Republican leaders said soon after the Parkland shooting that they were open to some gun restrictions, especially restricting bump stocks. That's the accessory that the shooter in Las Vegas used to speed up his rifle's rate of fire. And you could kind of understand why they might get behind that. Bump stocks are not hugely popular. They fall into a murky area of federal law because there's so much like a machine gun. And the polling shows that there's a lot of support for banning bump stocks. But they have not taken any action on that bill yet. They are trying to delay it till the end of the session to do so. It was on the agenda to be heard last week, and that's why these people came in to testify. And it is not unusual for a bill to be delayed in a committee, but it's definitely unusual for somebody who's come in to testify on a bill to be told they're not going to be allowed to speak at all. And that certainly does speak to them trying to avoid there being a lot of attention drawn to this legislation.
Well, there are a number of other bills up for debate in the coming weeks. Which ones do you think are likely to create the big major clashes?
Yeah, as we go through the rest of the month, it's going to be crunch time for the state legislature. And I think one piece of legislation that you're definitely going to hear a lot about is the medical cannabis bill. They do have this on the agenda to be heard in committee this coming week. The supporters of this legislation say they have the votes to get it out of committee. Another piece of legislation that might get brought up is in-state tuition for undocumented students. This came very close to passing the legislature a few years ago. It's been not had as much support in the last few years since then, but the sponsors of it say it's an important issue. They want it to be heard and debated every single year. That's on the agenda to be discussed here in the coming weeks. And then finally, there's all those gun bills, including the bump stock ban. They can be pushed off, but they still will get a hearing and a vote at some point. And there are also some emerging issues that could come up in the coming weeks. I noticed that on the agenda this week is a resolution condemning white nationalism. You could see how that could cause some controversy in the legislature. So it's going to be a busy few weeks here.
Well, thank you, Chaz.
My pleasure.
You can join us every week throughout the legislative session as we talk about all the happenings at the Tennessee State Capitol. Be sure to subscribe to the Tri-Star State wherever you get your shows.